Bone Boy Speaks, episode 565, The Violence Inherent in the System.
There was a time that people thought that chess was contributing to the downfall of society, and then there's an article in Tech Dirt that talks about it, and you know, the Tech Dirt folks also, you know, they compare it to the current debate on violent video games, and I think there's an important difference there, though, right? Chess hasn't evolved in, you know, in centuries, right? It's an old game, and you know, whereas you know, violent video games are continuing to evolve in a rapid clip, and so you know, as a parent, right, what concerns me is not so much that the violence is happening, right? Because there are people that are like, oh, don't shoot, you know, the that kind of stuff, right? And I'm not one of those people, but there's a point at which the violence that the video games have becomes excessive, right? And just because that you can render, you know, like a blood splatter, and just because you can show very graphically that you blow somebody's head off, that doesn't mean you should, right? And I think that's where, you know, a lot of the debate, I think, comes from with it, is it's not the fact that, you know, I mean, because kids are going to go out and pretend to shoot people, and you know, they play those games as a kid. I mean, I certainly did, and you know, we played cops and robbers with sticks and stones. I mean, not quite, but you know what I mean, comparatively speaking. And you know, the video games of the time were, you know, yeah, you could still shoot things, but they were not very graphic, because we're talking about an Atari 2600, guys. Not that, you know, not very much there. So at the end of the day, right, those, you know, and there the violence was, you know, in your mind, right? And so the violence is always going to be there. It's just a question of, you know, how much you can bring it out. So I think, you know, I don't think banning violent video games is necessarily the answer, but it would be nice if maybe the people that make these games maybe make them just a little less realistic. I mean, just because you can do something doesn't mean you should. And I think even if they, you know, if they all had settings in them where you could still do the violent thing, right? You know, slash the guy or blow the guy up with a gun or whatever, but maybe have it a little bit less graphic. I think you might find less objections to playing the games. That's, you know, do you need, it's not whether you can do something, it's whether you need to be. And that's, and so, yeah, and there's always even people that are going to want to ban the video games, but I, as a parent, I just would appreciate a little bit more controls over the amount of violence, or the amount of graphicness that is shown with the violence. And that's where it's, you know, again, we understand that kids are going to do these things, and so trying to fight against that is kind of silly. But let's maybe dial the violence back a little bit, or the graphicness of the violence back. And okay, fine, and that seems reasonable to me. But you know, maybe I'm sure somebody will come out there and tell me I'm wrong, and that there's studies and stuff. And I'm, you know, again, kids have been doing this stuff for centuries. I don't think it's this is just the latest version of it. I don't think we're going to stop it anytime soon, and there's people that are going to be violent no matter what, right? So at some point you have to you know, people have to take responsibility for their own actions. We can't keep them away from everything, but at the same time, you know, again, it'd be nice just for the people that maybe want to play those games, but really have a problem with the you know, with some of the other, with the graphicness of the violence. Then that would be, it would be nice, but unfortunately, I think I'd probably lose that argument as well. But it's, but I think it would be, as I say, that's the only thing that I really have an issue with is that, and the, you know, as I say, the kids are going to they're going to pretend anyway. So based on what they see on the news, or based on what their friends are seeing on the news, I don't even stop it, but I think, if we can dial back the realism just a little, maybe people would have a few less issues with some of those games.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.